3 hours later, Warkon returned to his apartments. He unbuttoned his overtunic and tossed it into a chair. The day had progressed from one disaster to another, and he was not looking forward to what he had to do now. He debated putting it off. Roki Kem had certainly proved to him today that her image of a benevolent gentle being was as much a facade as his own posing as a senator. He could use that to bring her down. But if she knew the Sith were here on Coruscant... No. If something happened and his master found that Warkon had not warned him, Warkon would not live long enough to draw breath to apologize. It had to be now. He went to the room that served him as both office and meditation chamber. Glass sculptures were present here, too, his longtime favorites. A mat lay spread out in front of a single candle on one side of the room, a desk with a holoprojector on the other. Warkon glanced longingly at the mat. When he was finished with the conversation, no doubt a lengthy meditation session would be in order. He tapped in a code. An image flickered, and then solidified. That of an elderly human male sitting on a magnificent throne, a staff across his lap. His head was nearly bald, his eyes sunken, but there was an aura of power that Warkon could sense even in holographic form. Humbly, Warkon knelt.
Grand Lord, he said.
High Lord Warkon, said Vol. How do things progress?
Well, my lord, said Warkon, which was partially true. Our people are in key positions on this world. We are able to direct the flow of information. We have already met and dealt swiftly with challenges to our authority. The one who rules now is a buffoon, and he will do what I tell him to. The last Jedi is imprisoned, and we are all but ready for your arrival.
The sunken eyes narrowed.
All but ready? The Jedi left days ago. What is taking so long? Is there any sign of Abeloth?
No, my lord. No doubt she and Chip are wandering about the galaxy while we steal the fruit from under her nose. But another female is causing difficulties. There is a senator. She is new to the Senate, but word of her deeds and nobility preceded her. She is wildly popular, the liberator of her people, and I cannot eliminate her without creating a public backlash.
Do not tell me a Sith High Lord is being defeated by a kind and noble female. Now, if she were Abeloth,